So we had some good inputs. National priorities were seen as key one, maintaining forest health and vitality and increase forest resilience. Afforestation, managing land use change for multiple objectives. So it's managing forests for existing forests and new afforestation. Key to both of those was seen to be adapting forests, forest composition and forest management to climate change. So this may involve species changes, also taking into account higher mortality and declining increment. How can that be buffered, as it were? And important there, particularly whether you have higher mortality, different amounts of harvest and qualities of harvest, very often unsound wood, then the role of the forest industry in adapting to that needs to be taken into account. There's also a need to balance the short, medium, and long-term forest management, adapted to both retaining carbon and mitigating losses. And there's a debate on harvesting levels. So this balancing act, again, between the rate of decrease of increment and the increasing mortality. So a need to balance policy objectives and interests of diverse stakeholder groups as well, because in that balancing situation, what suits one group, what might suit forest owners, might not suit forest industry, markets, and so on. How do we do this? This moves on. Yep. So supporting policies and tools, national forest industries were seen as a key tool, as I think we've seen already, and as a basis for policy and action. It was very important as to have a forest soil monitoring program, particularly critical in boreal areas, to have policies that encourage building with wood, to have a national forest development program. Important to have one, apparently not always automatically successful, so this can be a somewhat experimental area. But in any case, forest policies need to be mainstreamed. That is, forest policies, particularly in any case, but in particular dealing with climate adaptation, need to be mainstreamed into broader national plans. So it's no good having a sectoral plan if it conflicts with other sectors. What has to be borne in mind in Europe, not just EU, but also linked countries, are the land use change and forestry targets. In other words, things like the levels of harvest that have been foreseen, and to fit with climate laws and strategies which exist at both EU and national levels. Not sure if that's working. There we go. Does that move on? Yep. So as regards what support could be useful from ECE-FAO, firstly, facilitating exchanges among countries, helping to derive methodologies for forest adaptation and resilience planning, helping to reconcile and manage short-term issues, and help a better understanding of the socioeconomic aspects of forests and forest industries to manage a just transition. In other words, leave no one behind. The value of forest products, embedded carbon, costs of adaptation of forest owners all need to be taken into account. Not exclusively, but they're amongst some of the issues already identified. The profile of northern forests, however we call them, needs to be raised with governments and in the public mind as well. And there needs to be a support and evaluating and informing how to manage potential land use conflicts, because it could be that not only within forestry, so whether you have productive or protection areas, but also potential land use changes between forests and other land uses such as agriculture, nature reserves, public amenities, and so on. Are we there? Should be another one somewhere. Are we done? No? Yeah, thank you.